And of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're beginning with pro basketball.
Kim, let's tip off with the National Basketball Association Finals. The visiting Golden State Warriors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-82 to even the best of seven championship series at two games each. After three close games, this was the most lopsided contest in the NBA Finals. League Most Valuable Player Stephen Curry scored 22 points for Golden State. He says the Warriors approach Game 4 with a must-win attitude.
Since Game 1, I think we've had spurts where, obviously, the last quarter in Game 3, the last 3 minutes of Game 2, we got to our identity, but it was a little too late. Tonight, we came in with the mentality that, obviously, like we were saying, that we had to win this game. So it was about effort and consistent effort every possession. It's obviously not perfect. We still can play a little bit better, I think. But the effort was at a level that it erased some of those mistakes, and we just battled from the start. So we gave ourselves a shot, and then shots go in. Everybody starts to feel good. You pick up some momentum.
Steph Curry and the Warriors appear to have picked up some momentum as the NBA Finals move west for Game 5 Sunday night in Oakland, California. Warriors coach Steve Kerr made a surprising move in Game 4. He replaced his big Australian center, Andrew Bogut, in the starting lineup with swingman Andre Iguodala, who has Nigerian blood on his father's side. And Andre came through for the Warriors with 22 points in Game 4. At the post-game news conference, Coach Kerr was brutally honest in talking about his decision.
When I was asked today, I think Tim Kawakami asked me if Bogut was starting, I lied. No, I did. I mean, I lied. So, I figure I have two press conferences on the day of the game, so I'm asked a lot of strategic questions. So my options were tell the truth, and I was asked both at shoot around and before the game. So if I tell the truth, it's the equivalent of me knocking on David Blatt's door and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. I could evade the question, which would start this Twitter phenomenon, who's going to start for the Warriors? Or I could lie, so I lied. Sorry, but I don't think they hand you the trophy based on morality. They give it to you if you win. So sorry about that.
Head coach Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors, who will host the Cleveland Cavaliers Sunday night in Game 5 of the NBA Finals, which are tied at two games each. Meanwhile, Cameroonian player Luke Richard Mbamute of the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers club is participating in a zero-cases tackle Ebola campaign aimed at curbing the spread of the deadly disease. I called Luke in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas, and I asked him, why did you decide to join this fight against Ebola?
I decided to join it because it hit home. I'm from Africa, especially Cameroon, but I feel like I'm a representation of Africa where I'm at. I'm one of the ambassadors of the continent. And I joined this campaign to encourage people in the United States to fight against Ebola and to try to reach newer cases. You know, the world needs to keep fighting because the fight is still on. It's not over. And we want to get to zero cases. And that's why, as an ambassador, I try to push so people in America can help us get to zero cases.
As you mentioned, Luke, you're from Cameroon. The Ebola epidemic has not really touched Cameroon, but it has caused more than 11,000 deaths in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. In fact, just this week, some more cases were revealed in Sierra Leone and Guinea. Did the scope of this epidemic surprise you?
Yeah. I mean, in Cameroon, I remember growing up, we had something a little similar, but it wasn't as bad. We had some cases of Ebola, but it wasn't as alarming as it is now. You know, to have this many people suffer and kill is very, very surprising. It's very hurtful. That's why we need to continue to fight and continue trying to help bring this epidemic down so that stuff like that don't happen again. And that's the reason why I'm trying to, you know, fight with along with everybody else on this campaign to bring it all down to zero cases.
Serge Ibaka from the Oklahoma City Thunder also participating in this Ebola campaign. Luke, what's your relationship with Serge?
I mean, me and Serge, obviously, we came in around the same time in the NBA. And somebody who also really is proud of being African and, you know, wants to help and is about being African and representing his continent in the right way. And we both feel like us being ambassadors and putting our faces and trying to get people in the U.S. to rally behind us to help us trying to get to heal cases is going to benefit our people back home.
Let's talk briefly NBA hoops. Rough season for the 76ers, only 18 wins. Do you expect things will improve next season?
I think we'll improve. You know, we had 18 wins this season. We started off really bad, losing 17 games in a row, but you look at the way the team is built, it's a lot of young players, young, talented players, and those guys all got better by the end of the season. And, you know, it's good to see those guys evolve and grow. And you get Joel back next year. We're going to probably get a top draft pick this year. And I think all that, along with Coach Brown's coaching, we should definitely improve next year and be a better team.
Luke, as we talk, very competitive NBA Finals taking place between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. What's your take on the series so far?
I think it's a very interesting series. You know, Cleveland is surprising everybody, I think, the way they've been playing. Obviously, I think the Warriors are the better team, but Cleveland just been grinding all the way in through the injuries of Kevin Love and now with Kyrie. And they're doing it. You know, they got a lot of guys who are fighters and scrappers. But I think Golden State is still the better team. I think they still haven't played their best basketball. Steph Curry's been struggling. I think if they find a way to play and put together 48 minutes of good basketball, they should be the team to win this finals. But also, if Cleveland keeps playing like they're playing, right now they have the advantage. You know, it should be interesting to see. But I think at the end of the day, Warriors have still a better chance of winning right now.
LeBron has been just sensational in the series. I know you've guarded him before, Luke. Can you guard a guy like that? I mean, what's your mindset when you're matched up against him?
I have. I've had my fair share of battles with LeBron. He's obviously, you know, the best player in the league right now. Very tough to guard, obviously, but I think he's very guardable. Right now, he's doing a lot of isolation basketball, and I think somehow the Warriors have to find a way to kind of take him out of the game, whether it's through a double team or something else, and make somebody else make plays. Because I feel like when he's on the floor, he's the one making plays, whether it's scoring the ball, passing, or doing a defensively even. You know, he's always making the right play. But I feel like if the Warriors find a way to take him out of the game and make somebody else beat them, they will give themselves a chance. But LeBron is definitely playing out of his mind, and it's great to see him do it in the finals for his hometown.
Luke, thank you very much for talking with us.
No problem, Sonny. It was a pleasure.
That's Luke Richard Baamute of the Philadelphia 76ers Basketball Club. And Luke was talking with me by telephone from the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. Luke gave us his thoughts on Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James. LeBron scored 20 points Thursday night in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Cavs star averaged more than 40 points a game during the first three games. Game 4 was not one of LeBron's better shooting nights. LeBron missed 15 of the 22 shots he took from the field. In Norway, an Ivorian sprinter showed off her speed and was one of the African winners at a big international track and field meet. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma has that story as well as other sports news.
Ivory Coast's Muriela Hore clocked 11.03 seconds to carry the day in the women's 100 meters at the IWF Diamond League in Oslo, Norway on Thursday. Other Africans who won their events were Ethiopia's Genzebe Dibaba in women's 5,000 meters, along with Kenyan's Asbel Kiprop and Jaira's Kipchoge Birech in men's 1 mile and 3,000 meter steeplechase, respectively. South Africa's Anaso Jobodwana and Sunet Fulyun were runners-up in men's 200 meters and women's javelin, respectively, while Eritrean Awet Bibrab was second in men's 1500 meters. In rugby news, Zimbabwe host Kenya in an Africa Rugby Division 1A tie in Harare tomorrow Saturday. Earlier on, Namibia beat hosts Tunisia 22-14 in Nabuel in the other tie. Turning to football, Nigeria lost 1-0 to Germany at men's FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Christchurch, New Zealand on Thursday. Consequently, Mali and tournament debutants Senegal are the only Africans through to Sunday's quarterfinals. Mali engaged Germany in Christchurch as Senegal faced Uzbekistan in Wellington. In Canada, African champions Nigeria Super Falcons play Australia in Winnipeg as Cameroon challenge defending champions Japan in Vancouver at the FIFA Women's World Cup today, Friday. Meanwhile, Guinea host Swaziland in Casablanca, Morocco at the start of the 2017 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers today, Friday. Tunisia play Djibouti as Morocco encounter Libya. Tomorrow, Saturday, Cape Verde Islands engage Sao Tome and Principe. Uganda face Botswana. Nigeria play Chad. Zambia tackle Guinea-Bissau. Senegal play Burundi. Malawi host Zimbabwe. Algeria play Seychelles. Mali engage South Sudan. Angola face Central African Republic as Burkina Faso engage Comoro Islands and South Africa play Gambia. Staying with the Nations Cup, Gabon welcome African champions Ivory Coast to Libreville as Ghana host Mauritius in Accra on Sunday. Egypt play Tanzania. Niger face Namibia. Equatorial Guinea engage Benin. Mozambique play Rwanda. Sudan meet Sierra Leone. Cameroon tackle Mauritania. Republic of Congo welcome Kenya. Togo engage Liberia. Ethiopia meet Lesotho. And the Democratic Republic of Congo encounter Madagascar. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Thanks, Mark. And you have a sporty weekend, too. And after hearing Mark run down all those fixtures, it's definitely a big weekend in terms of the qualifying competition for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, which will be hosted by Gabon. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Have a good